Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today we're going to take a look at a couple of verses from Romans chapter 16. And there's a wonderful theme I find in these verses. The theme is this: it's the glory of everyday believers. Here's what I'm going to read to you, Romans chapter 6, and I'm going to start in the middle of verse 5 and read all the way through to the end of verse 8. Here we go. Greet my beloved Epaphroditus, who is the first fruits of Achaia in Christ. Greet Mary, who labored much for us. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my countrymen and fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Ampilus, my beloved in the Lord. Now, this is just a few verses out of the broader section, Romans chapter 16, verses 1 through 16. In that section, Paul begins concluding his letter to the Christians in Rome. And in those verses, he mentions 26 people by name, giving some greeting or recognition to each one of them. Now, this is remarkable, because Paul had never visited Rome, but because so many traveled to and from that great city, he knew many who were among the Christians there. And there are important things to learn from such a long list of names. First of all, it teaches us that this was a letter written to real, everyday people. It's true that Paul's letter to the Romans is worthy of the deepest, most intellectual attention. I wonder how many PhD dissertations have been written examining Romans. Yet, the original readers heard words to ordinary people. They weren't qualified as professional theologians, but they were people who loved the Lord. This teaches us that God's word is written for ordinary people. There can be depths in God's word that the most brilliant can't fully reach, but its main message is accessible to everyday, simple people. Secondly, notice the women mentioned in this chapter. Well, you have Phoebe, Priscilla, Mary, Tryphena, Tryphosa, the mother of Rufus, and Julia. Junia, mentioned in verse 7, is possibly a woman's name. These women served the Lord in wonderful ways and were noted by Paul. We can be sure that they served according to the pattern given by the New Testament, giving honor to the Lord. Third, notice among all these names, their work for the Lord. Among these 26, there are servants, helpers, fellow workers, fellow prisoners, those who labored, and those who labored much. In God's family, there's all different kinds of servants with different roles and who do their work to different degrees. It's good to be among those who labor for God's cause, and it's even better to be among those who labor much. Fourth, of the 26 names, 13 of those names also appear in inscriptions or documents connected with the emperor's palace in Rome. Now, we know that there were Christians among Caesar's household. That's mentioned in Philippians chapter 4, verse 22. Paul may be writing many of the servants who worked for Caesar who had become Christians. God has his people in unexpected places. Finally, the 26 names mentioned in Romans chapter 16 show us how much God loves common people. Now, it's perhaps unavoidable that our attention is normally drawn to those who are thought to be important or prominent. We're quick to think of people as celebrities and stars and to think that they should be first in line. That's not how God thinks. As a group, these weren't prominent leaders, and only a few of the 26 are mentioned in the book of Acts. Yet Paul and the Lord Jesus that he served took note of them. Friend, God must love everyday believers. He made so many of them. I'm happy to be an everyday believer, simply trusting the Lord, and I hope that you are also.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.